From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Supreme Court Justice nominee Sonia Sotomayor has completed her testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Now legal experts, civil rights advocates, and plaintiffs from one of her former cases are before the panel. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The witnesses that got the most attention from the senators were two New Haven firefighters. Frank Ritchie and Ben Vargas were among a group of firefighters who fought their department's decision to throw out results from a job exam where no blacks scored high enough for promotion. An appeals court panel that included Sotomayor issued a short judgment against them, which was later overturned by the Supreme Court. Lieutenant Ben Vargas.
Of all that has been written about our case, it was Justice Alito who best captured our own feelings. We did not ask for sympathy or empathy. We asked only for even-handed enforcement of the law, and prior to the majority justice opinion in our case, we were denied just that.
In earlier testimony, Sotomayor says the appeals court was bound by the precedent set in earlier decisions. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Former Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson appeared before a congressional panel today where he defended his handling of the global financial crisis, though he came under harsh questioning. Members of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee were especially focused on the government's role in Bank of America's merger with Merrill Lynch, saying executives were bullied into going ahead with that deal, but Paulson said that was not the case.
Some have opined that I and other government officials allowed concerns about systemic risk to outweigh concerns about potential harm to Bank of America and its shareholders. That simply did not happen.
Paulson's efforts to convince Bank of America to go ahead with the deal even after discovering large losses at Merrill came to light in April. Paulson said he believes his handling of the crisis, including the Merrill Lynch deal, was appropriate and helped save the nation from great peril. President Obama is using an appearance for embattled New Jersey Governor John Corzine to push his overhaul of the nation's health care system, and Piers Moore Lyson reports.
President Obama was in New Jersey to help Governor Corzine, the only Democratic incumbent up for re-election next year. Corzine is trailing in the polls, but the popular president's visit helped get 56,000 people out to a rally. The crowd held up signs that read Obama and Corzine. The president told them to re-elect Corzine, but also to push Congress to pass a health care overhaul.
We have talked and talked and talked about fixing health care for decades, and we have finally reached a point where inaction is no longer an option.
One Senate committee has already passed part of a health care overhaul, and the chairman of the key Senate Finance Committee says he's hoping to have a draft plan ready later today or tomorrow. Mara Liasson, NPR News, with the president in New Jersey.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 95 points to end the session at 87.11. The NASDAQ Composite was up 22 points. The S&P 500 climbed 8 points today. This is NPR. According to a key government oversight watchdog group, small aviation companies are falling under less safety oversight than large airlines, even though in some cases they are involved in riskier operations. The report released by the Transportation Department's Inspector General contends the Federal Aviation Administration conducts far fewer safety inspections of so-called on-demand operations or small unscheduled flights with fewer than 30 passenger seats than it does other operations. The report also accused the FAA of failing to target the inspections it does do toward those operations with the greatest risk. Chechnya's Kremlin-appointed president promises to investigate the murder of a prominent human rights activist. Jessica Gallagher has details from Moscow.
Chechen President Ramzan Kadyrov vowed to personally oversee the brazen murder of top human rights activist Natalia Estimarova, who was gunned down in Grozny on Wednesday, shortly after being kidnapped. The news comes as Estimarova's colleagues and friends say that Kadyrov's own security forces are involved in her slaying. Kadyrov made the promise as the United States and the European Union condemned the execution-style killing. Estimarova was deeply involved in chronicling rights abuses in Chechnya. She was killed on the same day as the release of a report she helped research that concluded there was enough evidence to demand that Russian officials, including Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, be called to account for crimes committed on their watch. Violence in the North Caucasus has escalated in the last few months. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
The roof of a concert stage being built for singer Madonna gave way in France, killing one worker and leaving 9 others hurt. Officials in the French port city of Marseille say the roof of the stadium where the stage was being set up fell on top of the workers. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.